I hung around the hallway, trying to look inconspicuous, until she finished her office hours at 4:30, and, carrying a black leather briefcase, she headed out of the building. I went with her. We stood so close in the elevator that I could smell her perfume. On the street, we turned right, and she went into the Marriott Hotel. I took a baseball cap out of my book bag and put it on. Spencer, Master of Disguise. Then I put the book bag in a trash basket out front, waited for a moment, and went in after her. She was in the lobby bar, at a table with a man. I sat with my hat on at the far end of the bar where it turned. It put her back to me, and I could look at her companion. He appeared to be tall. His mustache and goatee were neatly trimmed. His nose was strong. His dark eyes were deep set. His dark hair was curly and short, with touches of gray. He wore an expensive dark suit with a white shirt and a blue silk tie. He was sipping a martini. As soon as she was seated, he spoke to the waitress. She took his order and brought Jordan a martini. Jordan picked it up and gestured with it at the man. He raised his glass and they touched rims. I ordered a beer. The bartender put down a dish of nuts. I ate some so as not to hurt his feelings. Jordan and her companion gave some evidence that Doherty's fears were not groundless. They sat close together. She touched him often, putting a hand on his forearm or on his shoulder. Once, laughing, she leaned forward so that their foreheads touched. All his movements were languid, not as if he was tired, more as if he was happily relaxed about everything, and very pleased to be him. They had two drinks. He paid the check. They got up and went out. I left too much money on the bar and went after them. They walked back to Concord College together, got into the Honda Prelude in the parking lot, and drove out. I was parked down Main Street away. By the time I got to my car, they were out of sight. So instead I went over the Longfellow Bridge and drove down to Milton. It took about a half hour to get to Brant Island Road. I parked on the corner with a view of the house where Dennis and Jordan lived. It was a white Garrison Colonial with green shutters. The lights were on. There was a Ford Crown Vic in the driveway. At 10 after 11, Jordan pulled the Prelude into the driveway next to the Crown Vic. She got out, straightened her pants a little, fluffed her hair for a moment, then took her briefcase from the car, closed the car door, and walked carefully to the house.